Commissioners Court meeting. It is Friday, June the 22nd, 2018. It is 2 p.m., second floor courtroom, Brooks County Courthouse. This is an open meeting, and we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll start with a roll call. Okay. Commissioner Gloria Garza, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office, we have a quorum. Any public comments?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Commissioners. As we know, we had the flood here in Pagoda starting Tuesday night. Of course, it started off with the Solomon's Creek from also to Cibolo, and right now we're monitoring Palo Blanco. Well, due to the flood, yesterday we had Brandy Fisher from the District Coordinator for our Texas Division of Emergency Management meet up with me. So she came by to let me know for the public assistance of any houses that were, might have been flooded or damaged. And the Brooks County, we need to meet a maximum of $26,000. And of course, we probably will. But that at a state, the Texas state, we need to meet up a number of 36 million. So depending on what happens, you know, where the FEMA comes in and helps us out. So we just got to make sure we get all information or documentation for a list of damages, roads, streets, culverts, ditches, anything that in the county area. Every commissioner is responsible for their precinct. So in case there a phone call that comes in for damages of a home or anything that, you know, in your precinct, please get all the information and that we could schedule a date to assess the damages. Also for county, for first responders, any damages on the vehicles that might have flooded or something like that, you know, make sure everything gets documented. Let me see what else. I do have a list of the resident loss guideline. So if y'all want to talk, I can make a copy of this and hand it over. They could follow the guidelines of what needs to be done for FEMA and for further assistance for county, the citizens of Brooks County.
So this information needs to be turned in to you, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Any more public comments? Okay, we'll start with item number 19. Discuss, review, and act on extending Brush Country GCD office lease through September 30th, 2018. Submitted by Felix Stein, General Manager, Brush Country GCD.
Good afternoon, Honorable Court. Now, which item was it? I'm on two of them.
Yes, you have to. This is item 19.
The one for the reappointment or the one for the lease?
For the lease.
Okay, good. My hearing is a little, is not as sharp as it used to be. But currently, we have a Brush Country Groundwater Conservation District has a lease for office space at the Brooks County Annex. The lease is going to expire on July 31st. Unfortunately, the building that we contracted to be constructed is not going to be completed till probably the end of August. So we're faced with a little dilemma in that our lease is going to expire and we're not quite ready to move. All this was brought about by our building agreement or a contract with a builder. The building was supposed to start about February. Well, the intent was there in that the material was ordered, but there's a backlog on steel materials, and the material wasn't delivered till May. And that's the reason for the delay. Now, what I came here before was to actually make a request for once our lease is expired, if y'all could allow us an extension, and this would be based on a month-to-month, hopefully at the same rate. Of course, that can be negotiated too. We hate to move twice. In other words, we plan on being in our new building probably by September 15th. And that's the reason I come before the court. If y'all could grant us permission to stay where we're at on rooms 112 and 114 at the courthouse annex, we sure would appreciate it.
I don't have any problem either. Anybody?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-mm. Do I have a motion to approve item number 19 to extend the lease? Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Vargas. And do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion yes, passes 4-0. Okay. Item number 25, discuss, consider, and act on request for funding for the Community Action Corporation of South Texas Senior Meals on Wheels Program Fiscal Year 2018, submitted by April Anzuaga, Director of Community Services and Department.
I just wanted to give you a quick run-through of our community services with community action here in Brooks County. Currently, we serve, we have five operating programs in Brooks County. We have a Head Start, Early Head Start, a federally qualified health center. We offer community services, and we have an energy program. We currently have 32 positions in Brooks County, and we employ 28 residents from this county. We have done an analysis of Brooks, and we've seen that there's a 29.2% of 65-plus people living in poverty in Brooks County, and the average for Texas is actually 10.8. So in our nutrition program, we employ six employees here from Brooks County. Last fiscal year from October 2016 to September 2017, we provided 38,000 home delivered meals and 4,000 meals to our senior nutrition site. From October to May, we're already at 21,000 meals in our homebound sites and 3,000 meals. So the year's not even up, and we're almost hitting those numbers. So today we come before y'all to request the $2,500 for our Texas Feeding Texans grant. It's from the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Is this for fiscal year 2018?
2019.
2019, okay. We're working on our budget, and I know we paid the 2018 $2,500 on 5/31/2018. So this was for 2018. So now you want us to fund fiscal year 2019. Mm-hmm. So we're working on our budget, and we will do that, I guess, with the approval of the commissioners here.
Thank you. I'll just leave this.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions?
Any questions, Commissioner?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So do you all want to vote on funding the $2,500 for 2019?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve that?
Right here.
Commissioner Martinez makes the motion, and do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's do item number 29. Presentation on the opiate litigation by Barrera and Solis Law Firm, submitted by Armando Barrera.
I'm here, but my partner is not here yet. She's on her way from Corpus Christi. We had previously submitted a proposal. We had previously submitted a contract to the county. We're working together with this NAPCA law firm, and we represent several counties in the immediate area. Kathy had a little bit of a delay, and I'm wondering if you all would be kind enough to set it at the end, to the very end, or otherwise. I mean, I can't proceed. But she is the one that has the information. What's happening is that their lawsuits have been filed in state court by some of the counties. Lawsuits have been filed in federal court by other counties. The situation right now is that the federal court has already appointed a judge to proceed with all these cases, group them together. The state has also hired a judge, and it's a judge from San Antonio, a Judge Peoples from San Antonio, who is an extremely conservative individual who is going to be taking care of the lawsuits that are filed in the state of Texas. So what's happening right now is that the entities, the counties that have already filed with the state of Texas are going to ask that those cases be dismissed and filed, all of them, with the federal system. Because the situation with the judge in San Antonio that has been assigned the cases, the opioid cases, is making it so difficult that the counties are almost going to have an impossible burden of proof to succeed. So our recommendation, and Kathy's on her way, but she's not here, and I'm here. And I know what's happening. What we have submitted to you previously is a contract that called for 30%. A reduced fee of 30% of whatever is recovered as attorney's fees. It's either a 30% or the time that's spent and logged, whichever is the least. So the most that the county could be charged in this litigation, if we represent you, would be 30%. Now, I don't know if you have met Ms. Napka, but Ms. Napka is one of the top lawyers, top law firms in the state of Texas. I don't know if you all read the Texas Bar Journal, but the Texas Bar Journal has her listed for the last 15 or 16 years as one of the super lawyers. We have worked with her in many cases involving pharmaceuticals, sort of like this case. And very successful. So we have previously submitted to you a contract, but in case the contract is not available to you right now, she's coming in and she's got some more contracts. So we're asking, you know, that you consider our proposal, that you consider our firms to represent this county in the opioid case.
What does this court want to do right now? Do you want to go ahead? We don't have the contract.
Yeah.
y'all want to wait for the sketch, or we can just table this matter for the next time around? I don't know. It's up to you guys.
Table.
Yeah, that's all I was reading.
Yeah.
There's no action.
No action? Oh, okay.
It's a presentation.
Okay, that's right. It says presentation.
Yeah.
No action. This is not an action item.
Right.
Okay.
It's not.
That's all a right. non-action item.
It's a non-action item. I just need to know if you all do have those contracts already. If not, well then, I know we presented them, but the first time that we were here.
We haven't seen it.
Months ago, okay. But she's come in and she'll just
present us the contract.
Present the contracts to you all,
okay.
And then you take into consideration and decide what you think is best for Brooks County.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Item number 30, discuss and approve a rental fee for the conference room at the Edward Shell Memorial Library, submitted by Angie Regalado, library clerk. She's not here. Okay. We'll pass that one. Item 31, discuss and approve resolution for grant number 322-1003/2017 Operation Stone Garden for 3-01-2018 to 05-31-2019, submitted by Lalani Perez, administrative assistant.
Good afternoon. This is the resolution, so we can continue our Stone Garden. Grant funding is already closing, so the resolution is going to allow us to school, begin our 27th.
Motion to approve the resolution for grant number 322-1003-2017.
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. At this time, it is 2:18. We're going to take like a 5-minute break. Okay, we're back in session. It is 2:23. And number 9, discuss, review, and act on appointment to the Brush Country Groundwater Conservation District by resolution of one director representing Brooks County by Brooks County Commissioners Court. Director's term of office will run from 6/30/2018 through 6/29/2022, submitted by Felix Sainz.
Well, I'm back again. Every 2 years or every even-numbered year, we have directors that come up for reappointment. Our neighboring legislation that was passed in through Senate Bill 2456, and this occurred in 2009. The legislation involved appointment of 9 directors, 3 of which are from Brooks County, and the ones that that have served have been Mauro Garcia, Robert Scott, and the director whose term expires this time, which is David Kelly. Now, I have worked with these people all. I was the first employee hired by the district in 2011. And I feel we have done a pretty good job. Our mission of the district is to manage groundwater. And nowadays, this has become critical, particularly in rural counties. Everybody's fighting over water. The big cities have the population, they have the industry, but in many industries they don't have the water. And they kept looking for little communities like ours, trying to come in and take some of it out. Lately, the Texas legislature, the past two sessions, has made an attempt to separate fresh water from brackish water. All of them are with the opinion that, brackish water, well, nobody uses that. They haven't in the past, but now they do. They go into the system or a method in which they extract it, filter it, and use it. It's much more expensive than just getting fresh water and supply it to everybody that needs it. But we see the writing on the wall, and that by separating fresh water from brackish water and try to eliminate the function of groundwater districts. Groundwater districts sees water as being wet and being the same, and we were allowed the responsibility to manage it wherever there's a groundwater district. They're entitled to manage groundwater. And our mission is to conserve and protect it, and keep it here. We are of the opinion that anybody needs water, we have it. You bring industry to us, not take our water away. And David Kelly and most of the commissioners that I work with, they understand this. They have a very good understanding of what our mission is, and they're very well informed on the issue of water. And I come to you today is to seek reappointment of David Kelly for another four-year term. And this is done by resolution. Do you all have a copy?
Yes, I have a copy. I'll read it.
Yes, sir, we do.
You want me to go ahead and read it?
Okay, go ahead and read.
This is the resolution. Be it resolved that on the 22nd day of June 2018, the Brooks County Commissioners Court convene in regular session, and upon the request of the Brooks County Commissioners, the following item was placed on the agenda of said court for such a meeting. Pursuant to Government Code 551.401, Burnham's Texas Civil Statutes, the Texas Open Meeting Act to be considered. And of course, you already covered the item, but I'll go ahead and reiterate it. Discuss and act on the appointment of a director to serve on the Brush Country Groundwater Conservation District Board of Directors to represent the agricultural interests of Brooks County. The appointment would be made in accordance with the Enabling Act of the Brush Country Groundwater Conservation District. And the resolution reads, whereas the Brush Country Groundwater Conservation District was created by Senate Bill 2456 in 2009 to preserve and protect groundwater resources within the territory of Brooks, Jim Hogg, Hidalgo, and Jim Wells County. Whereas Senate Bill 2456, as codified in Chapter 8852 of the Special District Local Law Code, requires the Commissioner Court of Brooks County to appoint a certain number of directors to serve on the district board of directors not later than June 30th of each even numbered year. Now, the number of directors, as I mentioned before, are three of them. Whereas a director must be appointed by June the 30th to represent the agricultural interests of Brooks County and to serve a four-year term because the director's term expires on June the 30th, and whereas Brooks County appoints and but you're free to appoint wherever you want. My recommendation is to reappoint David Kelly as a director to represent the agricultural interest of Brooks County on the District Board of Directors. Now, therefore, be it resolved, passed, and approved on the 22nd day of June 2018, and is signed by the spot for signature for each one of the members of the Brooks County Commission Court.
Motion to approve the resolution and the appointment of David E. Kelly.
Any questions?
Mr. Science, now that Mr. Kelly is going to be appointed for 4 years, who's going to take his place?
No, but he's running again. He's willing to serve another 4-year term.
Okay, all right.
He's already
an incumbent, so to speak. And he wants to be reappointed.
Yes. Motion to approve?
Right here.
We have a motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second? Second?
Thank you.
Commissioner Vargas, second?
Thank you, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All of you are going to sign, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. I'll pick it up later then.
All right.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Item number 26, discussion and approval of painting of the conference room of the library submitted by Ricardo H. Solis Library Board. Good afternoon.
My name is Ricardo Solis. I'm the chairman of the library board. And what we're going to be doing is a conference room where we have early voting. We're going to paint it. It hasn't been painted since 1970, since it was built. And the way we're going to do that is that the paint was donated. The primer, the tape, the plastic paper, and the labor is going to be done by my community service employees at the City of Las Vegas. So we're not going to cost the county anything. Okay. So, the color scheme is going to be enchilada red, which is the color of the bank, more or less. We're using that. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it in stages. We're going to do the conference room first, and after that, we'll hit one of the walls of the library. But we're going to do it in stages. We're not going to do it all in one big thing, so that's what we're going to do. It's not going to cost the county any more. The supervising will be done by the library people and some of the members of the board to be sure that the people do the work. I don't want to have too many community service people here, so they're going to be bumping into each other. So we're going to have, you know, 4 or 5 people that are receiving some money and do the way they're going to do that.
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
Is this from Monday to Friday's break?
It's just going to be one room, so we're going to do it as fast as we can.
I see.
The first thing we're going to do, we're going to scrub the wall first to get the dirt out.
Okay.
And after that, we're going to prime it. And after we prime it, we're going to paint it. I'll be donating the brushes and the primer and the paper. We have the paint already. We've got the right amount of paint, so we've been calling the contractors to see how much paint is going to, how many gallons of paint is going to cover. So more or less, there are not very many walls in that conference room, so it's going to take about 2 hours.
Okay.
I think I'm on the next agenda, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You have another item, yes. Let me just get a motion to approve the painting of the conference room at the library. Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Second?
Second
by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. And let's do the other item that we have for you, Rick.
Yeah, that's the librarian.
The librarian, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I start now?
Discuss, consider, and act. Item number 24, discuss, consider, and act on promoting Angie Regalado to library director at no pay increase, submitted by Ricardo H. Solis, library board.
Okay. The reason why we need a director over there is because we're going to apply for some grants, and they need to be done by a librarian or library director. There's this grant that we're trying to apply for. It's called the Tucker Grant. And the Tucker Grant is a grant that will give us some money so we can buy some furniture for the library. Those tables are there, that's in there, so to be again 1970, except we're trying to get new furniture to the library, okay? And this, we need to have a director or somebody that can, you know, sign for the Tucker Act, of course, in conjunction with the county auditor, okay? And this money, we need to be a certified library, so we need a director. I don't know whether we need somebody with a degree or not, or maybe we don't, or something. We need somebody who's going to be in charge of it. Now, the reason why I put in no pay increase, and I'm sorry I broke that, is I don't know what the conditions of the budget of the county is. I don't know what it is. And I don't want to, you know, tell you people to give her a raise when I don't know where we're going to get the money. So I put in there this temporary until, you know, maybe when she gets the appointment, maybe you can consider her a raise later on. I don't want to shut her down, but I can't obligate you guys to say, you know, give her a raise because, you know, we can't do that. And I don't know the conditions of the county. If it's in any condition like the city is, we're pretty tight too. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. But she's the only one working there. She's the only one working there. And the position that she has is library clerk. Now, let me tell you what we do, too. As the municipal judge, I send some people over there to do community service to help the library. She doesn't have any workers.
Right.
And I send them over there to do, you know, clean up, wash the windows, vacuum, or, you know, help Angie out. That's all I do. But I just, you know, I send them two or three at a time, but she tells me I'll just use these two for 1 week and then she'll send somebody else for another 2 weeks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's not costing the county any money. I'm trying to save the county money.
Sure.
And the reason why I'm helping the library, there's a reason for this. When I went to law school, Mr. Rochelle helped me with the grant money, and I want to give some feedback. And that's what I do. So I'm sending all my community service people over to clean up to help the library.
Thank you.
So,
any more questions for Mr. Solis?
Oh,
great. Yes, sir.
Have you followed up if someone that works there has to be certified already? Because this title of director, to me, means that that person is already certified to
run the library.
Yeah, run that place.
But the people that we had before, like Ms. Gatsa?
Yes.
He wasn't certified.
Okay, remember those two Gatsas. Which one are you talking about?
Deppi.
Okay, and then Inola was there.
No, then we had another one.
Great
Morales.
Morales.
Yes.
She wasn't certified. Either.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever had anybody.
Other than Ms. Casey.
We always had not a director, but librarian. Maybe manager,
yeah.
But not director.
Right.
This is something new for us.
Right. But we don't know, but, you know, we need to have somebody so they can sign for this.
Sure, but does it have to be director for her to sign those grants, sir?
I would have to check for that permission. I would have to check for that.
Yeah.
The one that was helping us with the application for the grant was the county auditor's office, right?
You don't know what they have to be director to the special grants?
But I don't want to cut her off and not.
No. Of course not.
You know.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't know, you know, you have a real tight budget like, you know, everybody else, and I can't guarantee, you know, hey, give her a raise. I can't do that.
Right. No. I understand.
And she's, you know, she's kind of upset that I wrote that letter saying, okay.
Well, we're working on our budget.
I'm glad that you did this.
Not us.
Not me or the members of this board. So,
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anything else, Commissioner?
That is no, it.
You're going to check on the requirements to be a library director? Cause
I'll find out.
Yes. I would hate to have her as a library director and then for her to come back and bite us that she didn't meet certain criteria.
I don't think you can grandfather her again, because she hasn't been there at the library for long.
I don't know how long she's been there.
So
would you mind going back, you know, do a little bit more research and then come back to us? And
we'll do it after we paint.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Motion to table?
Right here.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Martinez to table. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Number 23, discuss, consider, and approve order restricting outdoor burning submitted by Ruben Ramirez Archie. No action on item number 23.
Right.
Item number 22, discuss, consider, and approve proper protocol for all county buildings in reference to whom to call and purchase order request for maintenance purposes submitted by Beto Muniz, maintenance supervisor.
I've been getting calls that from some of our contractors that they're not getting paid and they want me, but I can sign the PO because they don't call me, so I don't get a PO, and it's hard for me to, I mean, I can give them the signature. And they used to have to come to me first, and I could, and no matter when, I call and get a PO and I okayed it, and I could, and then I can sign their POs and they can get paid. So that's all I want, is for them just to go through me so I can get a PO and call them. For example, the weigh station called for bees. We usually go buy a can of wasp spray, kill them, and that's it. They called pest control 100 and something, that for something we could have done for $5.
I guess we have to send out a memo or some sort letting everybody know that this is a proper protocol to. They need to contact you first so you can get a PO.
And I always ask for my calls, and I usually, you know, I either call August, get a PO, and if it's an emergency, I okay, and I talk to August about it. But, I just, you know, wanted to go to the protocol.
Sure.
Yeah. We can send a memo out to all the departments.
Yes. Send a memo out to all the departments informing them that they have to follow, go through the maintenance department, Beto Muniz.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, take motion on that? Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Okay. Motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 18, discuss and approve line item transfer of $100 from 012-5-0512-8105 jailers to 012-5-0512-8129 overtime, submitted by Jorge Esparza.
That line item was to cover some of the holiday pay.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve item 18?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Okay, item number 15. Discuss and approve interlocal agreement between Starr County Sheriff's Office and the Brooks County Sheriff's Department for Operation Stone Garden, submitted by Urbino Benny Martinez Sheriff.
On this one, this is to say that we're approving that the Commissioner's Court's approving the fact that we can still be under the umbrella of Starr County, under Stone Garden. That's what we've been back in the last couple of years, past 2 years.
Okay, so.
Did you follow up with the.
Yes, I was talking to, actually, I was talking to David T.
Starr County.
He says that we, as long as it's going through the Commissioner's Court, everything's fine.
Got it. Okay.
And with the clerk's office, if there's any logistics, he's going to have to go through those and we'll be discussing those.
It has to be changed just from the board is going to sign off.
Yes.
Okay. No problem. Make a motion.
Motion to approve the interlocal agreement between Starr County and Brooks County Sheriff's Department. Brooks County Sheriff's Office and the Brooks County Sheriff's Department of Operation Stone Garden. Do I have a motion?
Right
here. Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. We have item number 16, discuss and approve line item transfer of $100 from 012-05-053-5230 supplies to 012-5-0553-9070 miscellaneous, submitted by Ramiro Gonzalez, Constable Precinct 2.
16.
The line item was item number 16, 012-5-053. What's wrong? It's wrong. Okay, 012-5-552-3. Yes, number 16, that's the wrong number. 16. It's wrong. So this is the right one. From supplies to 012-5- dash. Is that right? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve that? Which is to transfer of $100, okay? Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Okay. Item number 14. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,376.50 from 012-5-0510-8107 part-timers to 012-5-0510-9068 contract labor submitted by Beth Muniz. Okay, this is just an item transfer?
Yes.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve this item transfer?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
What contract labor?
So we have a motion, Commissioner Martinez, and do I have a second? No second? Second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Okay, item number 13. Discuss and approve the proclamation for Senior Citizens Day on March 14th, 2018, submitted by County Judge Imelda Barrera. Proclamation for Senior Citizens Day, May 14, 2018. Whereas throughout our history, senior citizens have achieved much for our families, our communities, and our country, that remains true today and gives us ample reason this year to reserve a special day in honor of the senior citizens who mean so much to our community. Whereas older Texans are the most tangible links between our past and present, and no part of our society could enjoy its current greatness without the contribution of our elder citizens. And whereas we can all benefit from the wisdom and knowledge acquired by older Texans and experience of their past can help the younger generations of our state to meet the challenges of the future. And whereas the elder who nurtured us into our childhood, counseled us in our adulthood, and remained our valued friends in maturity and deserving of our science, expression of gratitude. Whereas for all they have achieved throughout life and for all they continue to accomplish, we owe older citizens our thanks and a heartfelt salute. We can best demonstrate our gratitude and esteem by making sure that our communities are good places in which to mature and grow older. Places in which elderly people can participate to the fullest and can find the encouragement, acceptance, assistance, and services they need to continue to lead lives of independence and dignity. Now, therefore, I, Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, County of Brooks, City of Valjurias, do hereby designate May 14, 2018, Senior Citizens Day in Brooks County, in official recognition whereof I hereby affix my signature this 14th day of May, 2018. Do I leave the name, David? Do I leave her name on here? Okay. Now, therefore, we, the Brooks County Commissioners Court of Brooks County of Valjurias, do hereby designate May 14, 2018 as Senior Citizens Day in Brooks County in official recognition whereof I hereby, we hereby affix our signatures this 14th day of May, 2018. Motion to approve.
Right.
I have a motion from Commissioner. May 22nd, 2018. I'm sorry. That's the date it was dated, but we're going to date it today, May 22nd, 2018. June, sorry. June 22nd, 2018. It was dated May the 14th, 2018. I guess that's the official date. Motion to approve with Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Okay, we have item number 12. Discuss and approve light item transfer of $4,800 from 012-5-0665-5209 JMLIN East Fairgrounds to 012-5-0665-5550 out-of-county travel in the amount of $4,000 and to 012-5-0665-9080 registration fees in the amount of $800, submitted by Celia Salinas, Extension Agent. Do I have a motion to approve?
Mayor.
Commissioner Martinez makes a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number 11, discuss and approve line item transfer of $700 from 012-5-0495-5400 professional fees legal to 012-5-0495-5830 records management, submitted by August Petroli, County Auditor. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Okay, item number 10. Discuss and approve line item transfer submitted by August Petroli County Auditor. A, discuss and approve line item transfer of 5636 from 012-5-0409-5511, principal for debt to 012-5-0409-5512, interest for debt. B, discuss and approve line item transfer of 3,406 from 012-5-0409-9021, general public officials to 012-5-0409-9020, property insurance. C, discuss and approve line item transfer of 6,852 from 012-5-0409-9021, general public officials to 012-5-0409-9022, auto liability / physical damage. D, discuss and approve line item transfer of 1,886 from 012-5-0409-9021, general public officials to 012-5-0409-9071, miscellaneous supplies accounts payable. And E, discuss and approve line item transfer of $746 from 012-5-040-9023, law enforcement liability to 012-5-0409-9071, miscellaneous / supplies accounts payable. Any questions?
No.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve item 10? Yes. I'm sorry? Okay, sure. We'll come back and vote on that one. That.
Advertise for bids we received on our hospitalization insurance on May 10th, 2018.
Okay, let me see what item that.
I'm sorry, I didn't receive that.
Yeah.
To extend the deadline so we have time to get more information on our claims. don't know if any bids were received of the host company. If they were, they were during the time of bids. I'm suggesting that we rebid and we'll send notices to all the districts. If there are any bids that we keep sealed, we'll have to we can re-advertise on June 28th, next Thursday, and have them open on the 19th. And it's, you know, running short, we've got to get the big news into the budget. So the August
it's right around the corner.
Is about the time when decisions have to be made. And I'm asking that the bids, the advertisement should read that the bids should be made after the Woods County Commissioner's Court. And I'm suggesting that they be sent to my first office box. And then, whatever we receive, we'll bring it to the court sealed and drop it in the court.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we were on item number 10. And do you have any questions? Okay, what item was that? 21. Okay, do I have a motion to extend the, re-advertise the bid?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second from Commissioner Vargas and Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All 4-0. Motion passes. Okay, can we go back to item number 10? Do you have any questions on item number 10, Mr. Rice? On those transfers?
No.
Okay. Motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second?
Right here.
Commissioner Martinez, second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Okay. Okay, let's go to item number 27. Discuss and take action on purchasing new election equipment from Hart Inner Civic, a presentation of equipment. He's not here, but Ana Garcia, our election administrator, will do the presentation.
Who doesn't have one of these? Aren't here to make the presentation. I wasn't going to come today because I thought it'd be better that they present the machines to you all. I had gone ahead and told them to go ahead and reschedule for July 10th when you have your next meeting. But I understand that yesterday during budget you kind of talked about it and may have even plugged in some numbers there. So I just kind of wanted to go over that with you really quick, just in case you've already made a decision to do that. Or that you've talked about it already. The seven-year plan is $29,357. As for 7 years, and the first payment wouldn't be due for the till the next year after when we purchase it, from the date of the purchase. Also, and that includes everything, training, the day, first day of early voting, first day of election day, the programming, the first time that we've have to have an election, they will pay for the programming also, because there still will be programming even if we get these machines. And they are, I have them in my office if you want to stop by anytime to look at them. Also, I can power them up, but I still don't know exactly how to use them because I haven't gotten any training. I kind of saw them at the last conference and I can kind of skim through them real quick, but I don't have all the answers on that. But I know that it is going to save us money. They are way easier to use. They're small, probably like the top of this podium, to carry to the locations. We don't have those big black bins anymore. It's a collapsible where we wouldn't use very much storage, because at this point at the library, I have things stored in three different places because we have so much. including the records. So, you know, it's been a little bit inconvenient there to have them in different places. But at this point, there's no other solution. There was some other issue that he did. I called him to tell him that we were going to have the meeting after all today if he could come. So he sent me the contract just so you could see it. So I do have a contract that you can see, but I would rather they come July the 10th so that you totally know what we're buying and what it does. So at this point, is there any other questions that I may be able to answer?
How much are we saving on it?
Saving per election, is that what you're saying?
No, per machine or per, because you said a few minutes ago that we're going to be saving money. How much money are we going to be saving?
Well, the programming will be a little less. Our license and support won't be $7,500 a year. It'll go down to $5,300. So we save about $2,500 there per year on license and support. We won't need them to be coming the day of the election to help anymore because everything's on, the machine will be doing all that. We won't be doing servo anymore, which is another procedure that we would use, another computer that's very outdated also. But we won't have that anymore. All the whole election will be cut much shorter, but we can see even in write-ins, we'll be able to do the resolutions right there and then because we'll be able to see the actual ballot and say, yes, it is good or not good. Things like that, it'll hurry up the process and just the whole thing of storing them, and they are. We have sent several to be repaired, and it costs us every time, you know, like $500 to $600 a machine to repair them. And we have been for the past 2-3 years, we've been sending them to be repaired. And there's two electronic ones actually right now that are going to need a little bit of repair. We haven't done any maintenance on them, and that also costs. So when they come, it costs us about $2,500 a day they come to do maintenance on them. So either way, we're still going to be spending money upkeeping the old machines.
So we'll just table it until July the 10th?
I really want to be here when they're here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would like for you to see how they work.
Well, I want to ask them
so that you can ask them questions more in depth about the machine. And like we had them set up that day that we weren't able to do that. But.
Yep, let me ask this. And this is the only ones can provide the service? Or have you jumped around?
There's another one.
Okay.
Because the state has to approve them.
All
it
right.
Can't just be any vendor. It has to be somebody. But the majority out of 254 counties, the majority are with Hart because they're true to everything they do. They're satisfied. And I've been very because they go way out of their way to help us out during election, anything we need. And, of course, like I said, there is another vendor. But I've never really – I've sat and talked to them. I've not liked the way the machines work. I don't like the way they operate, so we went, and we've always used Hart since I've been there. So the county of Brooks, I think, has always gone with Hart, but that doesn't mean we have to. We could go with another company, but I would say that they're all going to be, it's about the service. I don't think it's about the machines because I think everybody's going to be about the same. It's just that the service is, we have a good rapport with them, and we know them, I know everybody at that office now, and when they come here, we have a very good relationship, and they help us out, and they'll go out of their way. I call their cell phones even because instead of calling the 800, I call them on their cell phone when something's gone wrong, and that's what's helped us move on pretty quick during the elections.
Is the city and the school district are on board? I know that they gave us $5,000.
No, they don't give us. We rent our machines to them.
Okay.
So that's where we make our money, and we charge them a percent for. And then for our services also, we get paid for my services to them because we're obligated to do it for them because we have an election administrator. We do not have to do it on primary years, but I do it anyway so that we can make that extra money. So.
And those monies that we receive from the city and the school is for the service of the machines, right?
Yes.
To keep them up?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
for anything that has to do with elections. We've had to hire, I hired somebody during these last two elections, the primary and the runoff, because we needed help, and we pay out of that fund. It's called Fund 98, so that the county doesn't have to pay. The county doesn't put any money out of there. It doesn't charge the county any extra money besides my salaries and my budget. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so motion to table?
Right here.
We have a motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner.
Thank you.
Olivares. Any questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Okay. And let's go back to the presentation that we had on item number 29.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Judge, Commissioners. I want to first of all apologize for my tardiness from coming over from Corpus Christi. We do have the contract, if I could speak with those to the court and commissioners. Must be limited to no more. What you do is you take the hourly rate, multiply by the hourly fee, but it cannot exceed 35%. What we have done with the counties that we represent, we already represent Claiborne, Jim Cobb, Duval, Jim Wells, and we have several other proposals that are outstanding that we need to be making presentations on. We have reduced that to 30%. And we are involved in the with many of the other counties in the state. We have combined forces for the discovery purposes. We believe that that will be more efficient. Judge Peoples, who was just appointed as the FDL judge, is not known to be a very progressive judge as far as those types of courts go. We do have the federal MDL, and we are evaluating the options as to whether or not it best serves our counties that we represent to be in the state MDL or in the federal MDL. So we're meeting in that balance between to discuss those options. I'm sure that Mr. Barrera covered a great deal of the opioid litigation that is going on nationwide, not just in the state of Texas. But if there are any questions that you have about what is going on, the state of Texas Attorney General is also suing on behalf of the state. The only other development that is sort of new is the discussion of bankruptcies of some of these companies. So far, none of the current bankruptcy, I think there are ways how the litigation goes, and whether or not there's an opportunity to resolve these cases. But I would urge Brooks County to be at the table if there are resolutions of these cases. And we would be honored, along with the Diocesan Law Firm, to represent Brooks County in this endeavor.
Thank you. We will review your contract and get back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Number 39, discuss and approve line item transfer of $6,000 from 012-5-0641-5457 county out of outpatient expenditure to 012-0641-5456 county inpatient expenses submitted by Bobby Sines, Indigent Health 911 address. Bobby? Item 39, that's the $6,000 transfer from outpatient to county inpatient.
To cover the in-county expenses.
Okay.
We have some very large out-of-county expenses. We've been kind of holding back on those. Currently working with Spawn to see if we can not pay those or defer them. We have some money there that we've moved over to cover the in-county patients. We've seized vouchers for medication. Well, for Dr. Lozano medications, we still have some funds available, but I'm going to wait and see to see how we do at the end of this month, and then we can adjust from there. So our goal is not to go over the predicament that we were 4 years ago.
Do I have a motion to approve? Any questions, guys?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve item 39?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Item.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Item 38, discuss, consider, and approve application and permit for road boring within the county submitted by David Guerra, road and bridge foreman.
Afternoon. Okay, we had a gentleman come in who wanted a road board application. We had one that wasn't specific enough until I found, well, Lupita found this in there. So I took it to Mr. David T, and he said it was fine to use. We did add a... a price on there, since it's $500 to board. It didn't have a price on it, so we added the price on it to bring the court to
okay.
Okay.
Any questions, Greg?
No.
Motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Vargas, Commissioner Olivares, second. All in favor? Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Item 37, discuss and approve line item transfer of $20,655.55 from 13-5-0000-5865 equipment rental to 13-5-0000-9500 capital outlay machinery and 110 from 13-5-0000-9068 contract label to 13-5-0000-9500 capital outlay machinery submitted by David Guerra.
This is just to transfer some money.
Okay.
In order for the next item.
Any questions?
No.
Motion to approve?
Fire.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. 36. Discuss, consider, and possibly approve the purchase of a water truck from Arts Trucks and Equipment in the amount of $40,500 submitted by David Guerra, Brooks County Foreman.
Okay, it's actually called the street pressure truck. We found this at Arts. I had approached Bishop Martinez that I was going to buy a tank for our water truck since it was already papered in. Couldn't put water in there without springing a leak. So when I was looking for this tank, I found this truck. It only has 8,942 miles. It was used by the city of San Antonio in a park. They bought a new one, so they sold this one. Arts Truck and Equipment bought it to have it for sale for $40,000. We went and test drove it. Everything works on it. Everything practically brand new. And for a decent engine, for less than 9,000 miles, not even broken in.
Okay.
I was seeing the PO. They charged us for the inventory tax of $85.74. I thought we were sent to them charged for the tax.
They were supposed to. I have
I don't know if you. Or maybe
I don't have that paperwork on me.
So the truck is still available?
Yes, ma'am. I talked to him and I told him I had to take it to court, so they held it. They sent me the paperwork just in case we were going to go over and see the cases. They're holding it just
Okay.
They called me Tuesday because I had told them it was Tuesday before. They called me Tuesday to see what it was. I told them I'll call you Friday. So they're still holding it for us.
Any questions for David?
No.
No? Do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Item 35. Discuss, consider, and possibly approve installation of an IWARQ program for fleet management of county vehicles and equipment in the amount of $3,250 submitted by David Guerra.
Yes, this gentleman, Joe Perkins, got in contact with me, showed me the IWARQ program. I showed it to August. We had a webinar on it. It actually sounds pretty good. It's a fleet management program where you input everything that you put into a vehicle, and at the end of the year, you can pull out reports of how much you spent to that vehicle. That vehicle is worth, you know, how much. Say you spend $9,000 throughout the year fixing that vehicle, well, it's not going to be worth it. You know, it'd be better to buy a new vehicle to have that vehicle. It'd be better for you all to talk to August about this. You all want to table it till August comes back?
Okay. Motion to table.
Right here.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Vargas and Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion tabled. To table 4-0. Yes, do your report. That way we can. We're right over done with you.
Okay. For the month of May 2018. The same. It's the same we do month to month, except we had a few different things we did this month. We had the Palomín branch fire, which they called for the dozer. The dozer was out there for 2 days. Mr. Richard Simon was the operator. Mr. Jose Azoka, Tony Garza, and Tony Galindo were also out there assisting with fuel for the dozer and some brush truck. The creeks from 2191 South, which is Cibolo and Los Olmos Creek, Cibolo and Palo Blanco. We're clean from 2191, 8 tenths of a mile to the Hauser Lake. The only one, Cibolo, wasn't clean the first 2 tenths of a mile because we didn't get permission to go into that ranch. So we only got permission from La India Ranch. So we cleaned all the creeks inside the India Ranch, the Cibolo Creek, the Palo Blanco Creek. Also, Los Olmos Creek, east of 220 to 2191 was cleared. That's about a half a mile long. Los Olmos Creek, west of 220, a quarter mile of that was clean. We didn't get to jump across 285 to do Los Olmos before this rain came. Also, just for the record, James Frazier retired from the Road and Bridge Department on May 18, 2018. He completed 25 years and eight months with the department. And we wish him the best in this next chapter.
You
have
the shirt on.
Yeah.
Did
he? They had all the, everything was counted for except three pants, and he came in front of them the other day. Unless they were old shirts from previous. I don't know. No, I can't be doing that. Yeah, I'll get a hold of them. And that's it.
Okay. Any questions for the foreman?
No.
Motion to approve the foreman's report. Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. It is 3:23. We're going to take a 10 minutes. Yes. So 3:45. Okay. We'll come back at 3:45.
So maybe 3:45, I guess, if it takes 15 minutes, I don't know.
going to recess until 3:45.
The next meeting starts at 3:30?
Yes.
So it's really a five-minute break.
Okay. Make it 3:50? Yes. 3:50. We'll come back at 3:50. 3:50 and we're back in session. Let's go to item number 40, discuss and approve bid advertisement for renewal of contract for pest control and termite inspection contract 1 year, 7/13/2018 to 7/13/2019. Submitted by County Auditor. That's just to renew? To advertise? Motion to advertise?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Olivares and Vargas. Item 41, discuss and approve bid advertisement for renewal of contract for fuel and lubricant contract 1 year, July 13, 2018 to July 13, 2019, submitted by County Auditor. You want to advertise for the renewal? Do I have a motion?
Breyer.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item 42, discuss and approve order restricting certain fireworks in unincorporated areas of Brooks County, Texas. Ruben? Motion to approve the restriction of the fireworks?
Breyer.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item 43. Consider and discuss subdivision rules submitted by Robert L. Sainz Jr., Brooks County, 911 addressing coordinator and indigent health director.
What we did is a while back, we've been working with the county clerk's office to try to make heads of everything. We found there was two subdivision rules that were passed way back in 1970, and they haven't been updated since then. So what I did is I took those two, kind of put them together, and updated it so that we have now a subdivision rules. And what this will do is that anyone who's going to be dividing property into one or two more lots has to come or has to have a plat on file with the county clerk's office. So that way we can know what they're using it or how they're using it for. Right now I have several developers that have been calling requesting this, but I can't pass it out until we get it approved. I have spoken to both of them. They're on board with what's going on with this. But like I said, the main purpose behind this is to give the county some rules that they can follow and that we can pass out to some either people that are dividing their property into one or two more lots. My personal thing on this, if we lose those two dates back there, we're going to be totally lost because our records are just, they know where everything's at, but we need to bring it up to date. We're hopefully in the, maybe next year looking into a scanner that we can scan all our blueprints or all the plats in so they will be electronic files for us. Right now, it's, like I said, if we have to pull some maps, we have to take them, get them apart. Those are dangerous because once you lose those, it's pretty much gone. So with this being done, any new subdivision or lot that's going to be plotted or divided, we have to have a plot on file or a plat on file. talks about the streets, the width, the alleys, how to build them, what we need to build them. Along with those, my next goal is to come up with some type of a fee schedule for the boring of the streets, same thing. This gives the commissioners a lot of power on how they're going to divide the lots, their properties, okay? If there's any questions.
Any questions, Clark? Court.
I know that there's some other thought, how to roll up there, all that,
the Kibbies? Yeah.
On the roll 4-5-4-4-4-4?
Yes, sir.
And I know already.
Yeah, I talked to the surveyor. Okay. The surveyor called me, and we went over the details of this, and we talked about setbacks, and we talked about easements, so he's putting all that into the plat. As soon as he gets the plat finalized, then he'll bring it to the office. We'll go over it, then we'll bring it before Commissioner's Court for approval.
Okay.
There's another one that's over on the corner of 2191 on the east side. There's another subdivision that a gentleman is looking to divide up there and do lots there. He hasn't decided if the main entrance is going to be off 2191 or if it's going to be off the highway. So, again, with this, it gives you all, you know, the authority that, okay, if you're going to do this, well, this is how we want our streets built, and these are what we need put in place. It also talks about in here that the government can set bonds that they would have to hold, so in case they forfeit on the property or on the division, that the county's not left having to put the bill to finish the road, to finish any infrastructure, pipeline, water, sewer, and so on down the line.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the new subdivision rules? We have a motion from Commissioner Martinez.
I've talked to Mr. Salinas. Yes, sir. I've spoken to him, and what happened with Mr. Salinas, he was one of our first ones that we did everything correct and everything. When he took the plat and he filed it, the clerk's office, I think, and then from there he went over to the tax office from the school district, and they were going to charge him over $500,000 a year in taxes because it was now lots instead of agriculture. He couldn't afford it, so he kind of is going to do it in sections, you know, section one, section two, and section three, but it's scary because of he don't make that much, you know, and then for him to tax him that much. It would have been great if he could have done it, but, you know, same thing with the other two, you know, you're going to have to get with them because once you do this, it changes from agricultural to, you know, residential, we could say, and so the taxes are going to go up. So they're aware of that. They're aware of the local tax.
Okay, we have a motion on item number 43. Do I have a second?
Right here.
Second.
You
okay.
Make the motion
again.
Again?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Martinez and a second from Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 44, consider and discuss making private Boykin Road a county road submitted by Robert L. Sinesbrook County 911 addressing.
Okay, a while back we had a gentleman that came and wanted to take private Boykin Road and make it into a county road, which is great. The county would be responsible for maintaining the road from here on in. The only thing is now with these new rules in place, they have to have a right-of-way easement. So it's 30 feet down the middle of the road. Each side will lose 15 feet. So we wind up with a 20-foot road with 5 feet of easement on each side for utilities, water, gas, line, and sewer on each side. The county is willing, they're probably going to have to hire a surveyor to go out there and survey where the road is. So that way, it started the county can maintain it after that, and we can just add it, change it. The other thing that that's going to happen too is that actually that's along one of our troubled roads on our 911. The number ranges are reversed, so we would have to readdress that whole road. But it kind of works out both ways, because now we're going from private Boykin Road to County Road, whatever we decide to name that road. So they're going to have to readdress either way. So this kind of kills two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
No.
No. Okay. So do I have a motion to approve item number 44?
Right here.
Okay. Thank you. Motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Yes, sir.
Going back to the surveyor, are you all going to advertise for that, or?
Okay.
We'll advertise for the surveyor.
Yes.
Second by Commissioner Olivares.
Second, yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Item number 45, consider and discuss County Road 213, submitted by Robert L. Sines, Brooks County 911.
Address for the gate back here, and I couldn't give it to him because my map, the key map, it doesn't exist. So I just need a motion to approve this road so I can go ahead and add it to the map, give it a block range so that we can go ahead and give the gentleman the address that he required for the 911. That road is from the beginning off of 755 to the end, and then it makes a little curve. It's 3,142 feet, almost a little under three quarters of a mile. So that would be something, again, that the county would have to maintain it. Somebody's maintaining because it's in pretty good shape, but the limbs just need to be trimmed off the road. This is in Encino?
Right.
If you come off of 755, you turn, it's going to be the first road to your right hand side.
But, and it's going to be County Road 213?
Well, that's what the sign
says. The sign is there, we see.
That's right there.
I know, but it
has... Yeah, I can't meet the 213.
Okay, well, it has 213 on it. So.
No, maybe it was 312.
Could be. Dyslexic kicked in again.
because I know for a fact it's not, 75 is so close. I mean,
3? Okay.
Yeah,
it's 3.
So it'd be 312?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm just saying that.
Do you remember, Mr. Lorenzo?
Yes, I know it's not 213.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's
probably 3. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
I might be wrong, but it might say 313 on it.
The county foreman would probably know, no? The county foreman would probably know, no?
This wants to take over in Encino too, or
it did, yeah.
Okay. Because the tree wouldn't be over there. Yeah, do you want to table it? That's okay. Did you get the right information? He's calling.
You want to table it?
Yeah, we'll table it until you get the right information. Motion to table item number 45.
Right,
motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Should I do some of the monthly? Let's do the monthly reports. Item number 8, approve the monthly reports. JPs 1-4. You've seen the reports?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Motion to approve all the JPs reports and the librarian's report.
Right here.
Do you want him to present it?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to come down, then we'll approve them all. Then we'll approve them all.
Okay. The first report just reads the Brooks County Landfill Profit and Loss for May 2018. That just shows that we collected $6,660 in that month. The next page is the square, which is what we take in for on-site disposal, and we took in $1,746.37. That report's not too detailed. I was lacking some of the information regarding the lists and other things. The auditor's office is reviewing those things. But the next report that I submitted to you guys has a breakdown of the rural garbage route in regards to each area. If you take a look at it, in the Encino area, we have 96 listed pickups, 12 are no pickups due to lack of payments. We had one service cancellation, so active pickups, we had 83. For the Parrita area, it's listed as 142, 22 no pickups, 2 service cancellations, so active is 118. The Ranchito Road area, we have 84 listed, 10 no pickups, so active is 74. In the Los Olmos area, we have 60, 7 no pickups, so active pickups 53. So if you look at that, we have total listed pickups of 382, total no pickups of 51, and 3 service cancellations. So that gives you a total active pickups of 328. Now I know what's budgeted is 417 each month. So what we projected for June 2018 is collecting $6,560. That should cover all 328 of the active pickups, as opposed to what was projected for the monthly revenue of $8,340. So far, as of June 16th, which was Saturday, we've collected $5,230, so we're 1,330 short, but we still have the remaining 2 weeks of June to collect that. In regards to that amount collected, $900, was collected on invoices dated prior to June, meaning old balances. And if you flip to the last few pages, just to let you know, we had Mrs. Vera working with us now. Elia. This is just an example, a couple of screen prints of what she's doing. She's going in there, calling customers. These customers that I printed out for you, they actually came in and paid after they were called. The next couple of pages, there's reminders that she sent out, and these customers came in and paid. So steadily we're recovering some of the monies that were passed due on.
Okay. Thank you. Very good report.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so motion to approve all the monthly reports. Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Approve the tax assessor collector's chief deputy monthly report.
Good afternoon.
Of $672. Our titles for the month of April were $280 for a county remittance of $34,616.13. Any questions on that report? Mm-hmm. Okay. And for May of 2018, we had a grand total of $15,878.13. $14,163.88 out of that amount went to the road and bridge. $522 went to the child safety fund fee, and $1,192.25 went to the general fund. And we had a total of $240 for the title that went to the general fund for a county remittance of $16,118.13. Now for our May report for our taxes. Our total county road and bridge ad valorem tax is $38,497.76. Our total farm to market remittance is $3,726.19. Our county attorney's fees were $3,159.75. The interest for the month of May was $16.32. We had one tax certificate and we had one return check fee paid. And then our total county remittance is $42,223.95. There is a remark on our report that shows delinquent discount. This is due to returned monies that was affecting our account because we had to reverse the payment because there wasn't sufficient funds. So it's putting the money back in. And there wasn't anywhere to put it, so it put it back into the discount. Our second report is our percentage for current and delinquent years. For 2017, right now we are at 91.91%.
How much
do
we?
91.91%. Any questions on that one?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Motion to approve.
Motion.
We have a motion from Commissioner Olivares. Do I have a second? Commissioner Vargas, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Number 5, approve auditor's monthly report. We have it? We have it? Oh, you don't have it? Oh, okay. We'll table the auditor's report.
Okay.
Motion to table.
Right here.
Vargas and Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Treasurer's monthly report? Tampoco? Okay. Motion to table.
Right here.
Second. We have a... Commissioner Martinez making the motion, second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor? 4-0. Bills and claims? Oh, okay. Motion to table.
Right
Bills and claims? Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Regular and special commissioners court minutes. May the 8th, 2018 to June 1st, 2018, June the 4th, 2018, and June the 7th. Have you all had a chance to review them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, motion to approve?
Mayor.
Okay, Commissioner Martinez motion and second. Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Okay, so all we need is 17. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $175 from 012-5-0555-9070 miscellaneous to 012-5-0555-5820 repairs and maintenance vehicles. So I guess that's just a transfer. Motion to approve. Commissioner Martinez with a motion, and do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Number 30.
Okay, item number 30 is discuss and approve a rental fee for the conference room at the Edward Shell Memorial Library.
I got a call on the 1st of June from a Department of Healthcare Unlimited. They wanted to know how much we would rent the conference room for a meeting. No set price was given to me, so I told them I had to bring to the Commissioner's Court. I need for y'all to decide what you're going to charge, because with the Holiday Inn being burnt down, well, usually everybody that meets there will look for a place. We don't have any other meeting place but the conference room. Not for parties, but for meetings.
Okay.
$100?
How does $100 sound?
$100? I don't know what the procedure is. Would I get something in writing from maybe the auditor's office or something? If I'm going to be charging that, they'll ask me. They wanted to know, if we want it in paper that, this is going to be an invoice with the amount or a letter suggesting this is the rental price.
We'll have to make an agreement, $100 a day? $175. What do you think? Can you look at the oil? Maybe
$75?
How about $75?
I think $75.
Okay, that would.
She had quoted the price of $125 that Holiday Inn was charging, and I think their conference room is smaller than ours, but that's the price she had quoted to me.
Kitchenette.
And I only lend it out like to any, a public service, anything to do with the county, stuff like that. But since this is an outside entity, we should rent it out. So it's up to you all what you all want to charge.
$75?
Public service,
I'll be honest. I quoted. I said, if anything, I didn't want to lose this. $100 I had said.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's where he was
Depende las horas.
You'll talk about it and get back with me.
Depende las hours también, I mean, all day or half a day.
And if this was going to be an all-day thing, it's like, it's going to be like maybe 7 hours.
100 is good, I think, for 7 hours.
Or y'all can just discuss it and then let me know, I mean.
Yeah, let's do it then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So $100 is going to be?
$100.
$100.
Okay.
Motion to approve the $100 rental. Motion by Commissioner Martinez, do I have a second? Do I have a second? Okay. Yes. Mr. Vargas left at 4:18. He had some business to take care of. We still have a quorum.
Second.
Second. Okay. Thank you.
Well, yes, it'll go to the general fund, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Commissioner Martinez and Commissioner Olivares, second. All in favor, aye. Motion passes three to zero. Okay, item.
Thank you.
28, discuss and approve line item transfer of $700 from 012-5-0560-5575 investigation surveillance costs to 012-050560-5135 other supplies.
This is just a line item to transfer from one to another supplies.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Right here.
Commissioner Martinez makes the motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Olivares, all in favor, aye. Motion passes three to zero. Item 31, discuss and approve the resolution for grant number 3221003.
We already did 31.
We did that one, okay. Item number, yes. Discuss and approve resolution for grant number 3001904/LocalBorderStar for 2018-2019 submitted by Lanani Perez, administrative assistant.
As our previous resolution, this is going to be for our second grant. This is through BorderStar.
BorderStar?
Yes, ma'am.
So are we going to change the name?
No, ma'am. They're different grants. One is Operation Storm Levy, which was the first resolution.
Okay.
The second resolution is going to be, the one that we're currently working on is Local BorderStar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Motion to approve.
By you.
Item 32. Motion by Commissioner Martinez, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor, aye. Motion passes three to zero. Item 33, discuss and approve the resolution for grant number 3644401/2018 Justice Assistant Grant for 10-1-2018 to 09-30-2019 submitted by Lanani. On that one?
That is a new grant that we're doing. The resolution is going to be to allow the Justice Assistant Grant to transfer over the funds so we can start working. That will be available to us in October. One of those grants is going to be for employees, kind of like overtime. I'm not sure which one is which. And the other one is going to be for employees.
No matching funds, it says. No matching funds.
No, this is no match. They're actually, these are money that they're going to award to us.
Okay. It says Brooks County Commissioner's Court finds it in the best of the interest of the citizens of Brooks County that the 2018 Justice Assistance Grant be operated for the 10-1-2018 to 9-30-2019, and whereas Brooks County agrees to provide no matching funds requirements for the said project as required by the Justice Assistant Grant. Brooks County agrees that in the event of laws of misuse of the Office of the Governor's Fund, Brooks County assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor's Fund. Motion to approve.
Fire.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Item 34, discuss and approve resolution for grant number 3635001/2018, Justice Assistance Grant for 10-1-2018 to 9-30-2019, submitted by Lanani Perez.
This is going to be that secondary grant that you were, that I had just stated.
That's the same.
Through the Justice Assistance Grant. There is also no matching.
No matching funds.
No matching funds.
Motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Item 20? Okay. Presentation by Regional Director Joe Weisenblum, Spyglass. Okay, so motion to no action.
Spyglass number 20.
Oh, it's just a presentation.
Yeah.
Presentation.
No action?
No.
No action? This is that here? That's all of them. That's it? We covered them all?
That's it, miss?
That's it.
That was yours.
Okay. It is.
No. That's it.
It is 4:26. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Right here.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second? All in favor? Aye. Yeah. Well, what happened to the air conditioner?
Sure, you get the purchase order through Beto.
What happened?